Nearly 80% of registered voters who responded to the poll said that civility in America has gotten worse over the past 5 years, while only 2.6% said civility has improved during that time. Civility, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, is defined as courtesy and politeness, or a polite act or expression, though definitions of civility may vary widely among individuals. Meanwhile, voters who responded to the poll said that they believe that political leaders have the most responsibility for improving civility in America. However, respondents also placed a significant responsibility on themselves for making the country more civil. The cell phone and landline poll of 500 registered voters was conducted in late July by the Mason-Dixon polling firm and was commissioned by South Dakota Newswatch and the Cheeseman Center for Democracy at the University of South Dakota. Former U.S. Senator Larry Pressler, now 80, was a moderate Republican during his more than 2 decades in Congress. Pressler says that as civility has declined, it's become more difficult for politicians and other leaders to make progress on critical issues because they can't seem to get beyond their distrust or disagreements. Pressler and other experts say leaders in America need to set a better example by speaking to one another with respect, avoiding name-calling, and by being willing to compromise rather than just argue or fight. Other experts offered that individuals can be more civil to one another simply by listening with an open mind, making small yet important gestures of kindness, and getting back to basic principles such as the golden rule in which you treat others as you want to be treated. If civility doesn't improve, experts say, it will be increasingly difficult for politicians and government leaders to solve problems as they spend increasing amounts of time and energy on arguing or remaining divided. For South Dakota Newswatch, I'm Bart Van Cook.